Every student and teacher of Harrisburg South Middle School takes a seat in the gym bleachers for what they think is just a short visit from a special guest. They aren't completely wrong, of course. South Dakota's brand new Secretary of Education, Don Kierkegaard, is seated before the crowd along with a few other unfamiliar faces. Secretary Kierkegaard takes the microphone after an introduction from Harrisburg Superintendent Jim Holbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Holbeck. As Jim said, this is my third day in my new position, and I can't think of a better place to be than the Harrisburg School District.
He praises the district's work to offer various non-traditional learning opportunities for its students and says he looks forward to visiting classrooms after the assembly.
But really, I'm here for something special. It's a different reason than just visiting classes. We have a special guest visiting us today from Santa Monica, California.
Secretary Kierkegaard now makes another introduction, this time for Greg Gallagher, the senior program administrator of the Milken Family Foundation.
Hello, Harrisburg South. How are you? Hey, you're Tigers, right? How are you?
He explains he's there for two reasons: to share an important message, and then to give some exciting news. The message, he says, is the importance of teachers to society. 30 years ago, the Milken Family Foundation established the Milken Educator Award. It's meant to recognize great educators across the country and to encourage young people to pursue what the foundation believes is the most important job in the nation.
And that brings me to the exciting news. This year, we are traveling all across the United States presenting Milken Awards to outstanding educators. And there are many great teachers and principals in America, but one of the best teachers in the whole country is here in your school. And before we leave, a teacher at Harrisburg South is going to receive a national award, and the only one in South Dakota this year.
What does the award entail? Gallagher explains that first, it's a surprise. The foundation doesn't accept applications or nominations, but chooses teachers after its own nationwide search. Second, winners receive recognition from other education professionals across the country.
And there is something else. The teacher will receive a financial award. What does it mean to get a financial award? Does anybody know?
Several students' hands go up, and he calls one down to the microphone.
What does a financial award mean?
You get a lot of money.
Money, that's right.
To demonstrate how much money, Gallagher calls for 5 more volunteers. The first is handed a card with a dollar sign. The next, a card with the number 2, then a 5, and a couple zeros. Another volunteer comes down to read the number,
$2,500. I told you this was one of the best educators in the country, right? I think we can do better than that. Secretary Kierkegaard, do we have another 0?
This captures the students' attention. One of their teachers is about to be surprised with $25,000. Secretary Kierkegaard is asked to do the honors. He calls for a drum roll.
Are we ready? The recipient of this year's Milken Award is Carla Deedy.
There's uproarious applause as math teacher Carla Deedy slowly stands and makes her way towards the front. Her expression betrays a mix of shock, gratitude, and maybe a little embarrassment. She shakes hands with Greg Gallagher and Secretary Kierkegaard and poses for a photo op with the larger-than-life check made out in her name to use however she chooses. When she's handed the microphone, she gives a few words of thanks.
First, I can't say thank you enough. I only am who I am because of you guys. Every kid that's come into my classroom and puts forth their best effort every day, and for amazing teachers that and mentors like Darren Elling, who's always willing to push me further.
She encourages every student in the room to hold on to the things that make them jump up and down with passion and to never let anyone discourage them from their dreams. After a few closing words from Principal Darren Elwine, Deedy is whisked away for various press interviews on the other side of the gym. She stands a bit uncomfortably in front of the lights, following directions from photographers and making hurried introductions with reporters. When asked what she was thinking when Gallagher began describing the award, she admits she hoped not to be the winner. She prefers staying out of the spotlight.
And then when they said my name, that was very overwhelming and humbling. To just be recognized at such a national level is amazing. It's nothing that I would have ever expected by any means. Overwhelming and humbling, I guess.
She pauses for a moment as the reality of the honor rushes over her. Deedy is far from the only one overwhelmed by the day. When asked to describe his reaction to the news, Principal Elwine is quiet for a moment, and his eyes shine with tears.
Pretty emotional. Just because, 10 years ago I hired Carla when we were in another school district, so I've been with her through the first 2 to 3 years that can be really difficult for educators, and then to see her plow through that and get to the point where she is right now, where it's just, I'm very active on Twitter, so we talk about rock stars, EDU rock stars, and she is an EDU rock star. So many emotions, I can't explain it. It's like we've been together for 20, 25 years, and it's only been 10, but I think that's what you get with great people. Their time with you goes beyond the actual number of years because of their talent and their value.
Elwine also team teaches a class with Dee Dee called Idea Foundry. It's a new class this year that helps students learn to solve problems through empathy, brainstorming, and testing solutions. Greg Gallagher says Dee Dee's innovation is part of why she was chosen for the Milken Educator Award.
We selected Carla Dee Dee because she's doing some extraordinary work with personalized learning, and she's a leader in her school and the district, and we also think that she has the potential to be a leader nationally. This is not a lifetime achievement award, so we know that she's onto extraordinary things, and this award can hopefully propel her in her career.
And it's a career she clearly cherishes. Any discomfort in the spotlight washes away when she starts talking about her students.
The energy that middle school students have is just amazing. And they have a fresh new perspective each day. They might have a bad day on one day, but walk in Tuesday and just be ready to go again and have a fresh start. And the things they find hilarious or funny, and they just have so much passion.
That enthusiasm from students is part of what makes Dee Dee such a passionate educator.
I always say I live for that light bulb moment, to see that light bulb go off in someone's face and to know that, oh, I understand it now. Maybe it took 5, 6 times, maybe it took 20 times in 3 days, but that light bulb goes off at some point, and just the power in that is awesome. And so I think that that's really what drew me into education, is I wanted to make a difference, and I felt there's no better way to make a difference than training our kids, and that's training their future. And each day I look at my own 2 kids and I think, what kind of education do I want for them? What kind of teacher would I want for them? And then I try to be that teacher. No, I just can't say how grateful I am. I know that my family has just been so supportive, and my husband, that when I'm willing to take on new endeavors and say, hey honey, next year I'm going to try something new. So there might be a few long hours at school or whatnot, so I can change what I do in my classroom because I need to be a better teacher for my kids, that they're always willing to be there and be supportive. And the amazing staff that I get to work with each and every day, and the leadership we have at our district is just great. They're willing to let you go and try something new and to be a risk taker and reflect on it and figure out how can we make education better, because we're here for the kids. And as long as we're helping them and driving them forward and helping them become great citizens, that's what we're looking for.
As a 2018 Milken Educator Award winner, Dee Dee will also join a panel of other winners in Washington, D.C. in March. The panel brainstorms ways to improve education for students all around the United States. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Harrisburg.